Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Up Close and Personal with your host, Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez. Sit back and enjoy the journey where the possibilities are limitless. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
welcome to Funky Tuesday. Hi, guys.
Hey, we're sorry we're a little late. We were caught in traffic because we were trying to get so you could have us both.
No problem.
But we made it. We made it, Annie. Thank you.
Yes,
so much.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. I saw you called while I was playing Funky Tuesday. I said, you probably have no idea what I'm doing. But hi, welcome, welcome.
How are you? This is Greg Farino.
Hi, Greg.
How are you?
We're happy to be up close and personal with Latin Jazzy, Annie Rodriguez.
Thank you so much for coming onto the show. And let me say congratulations on a beautiful off-the-hook CD.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we did put a lot of time, didn't we, Greg?
Yes, we did.
And it's been many, many, many years. So marks the 25th anniversary. We're very happy about that. The band is still together after all these years.
And it's no wonder. I mean, you guys are just, terrific. I mean, you have such a legacy behind your work. Would you care, I know you've been doing this for 25 years, would you care to tell us a little bit of how it all got started and your journey in this 25 years?
Sure. The group, as we said, has been together for over 25 years. Most of them are the original members. We've put out, over the years, many different CDs. All having the Airborne sound, but a lot of each CD has its own unique voice and goes in different directions. We've been musicians all our lives, and this last one, I mean, they've all been good, but this is one of my favorites, this last 25th anniversary CD, Silver Skies. It has almost everything on it. It has a little smooth jazz. It has some Latin jazz. It has some fusion rock. It has some funk. It really has a nice little new age stuff on it. So it has a nice variety of music on it.
But going back to when we did start, we did really start. We call 1988 our first time to be together, but we really started in the earlier 80s and started recording. We picked 1988 because that was our first release of CDs. So a lot of those, on the first release, the songs were recorded probably a few years ahead before they were even put on the first CD. Am I right, Greg?
Yes.
So, but we were early 80s, we've been together. So we've been together a long time, but as far as our recording career, we have to start, 1988 was really the start. And the founding members, of course, are me and my brother Greg and Tom Sansone, who plays sax, flute, and vocals also. And those are three founding members, yes.
That is a heck of a history, I'm telling you.
And most of the time, our bass player and drummer have been, our bass player that we, Steve Clark, has been with us for over 20 years, right, Greg?
Yes.
So he's been there maybe 25 years. So it's been a long road, but a happy road.
Indeed, and definitely for us, the fans, definitely it's been an enjoyment. The thing that used to kick, you know, I used to get a kick out of you guys, every year on my birthday when we were on Facebook, you guys used to send me a little song. That was so cool.
Well, that's good. Well, of course. You've always been good to us and supportive, so you got to give back.
Yes, right. Got to give out a little love.
Well, this CD does have a little bit for everybody. I mean,
yes, it's
an amazing CD, and it takes you everywhere. I mean, from that
a little musical journey, yes.
Yes, indeed. It's a beautiful musical journey, and I just played Funky Tuesday because I thought it would be appropriate being that today is Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, today is.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But every day is funky.
Yeah. But what was the inspiration or the idea behind this particular CD to celebrate the 25th anniversary of your journey?
Well, this one, the inspiration on this one, we wanted to go back a little bit more to our musical roots and make it as musical as a CD as possible, but still accessible to the listener. And we wanted to give a nice variety of all the influences and all the different types of music we've done over the years.
Yes.
But also showing the growth that we've had over the years that made us wiser, better writers, better musicians, better producers, and arrangers. So that was the major inspiration, to not play it safe and take some chances and just go from the heart.
And that you have done. That you have done, and you have done very, very well. And I am, again, congratulations, because it is an outstanding compilation of music that only no one but you guys can do. Really.
Thank you. Thank you.
And something about the CD, it's not background music, I have to say that. It's not. It's very happy, it's upbeat, it's festive, it's motivating, it's contemporary jazz. With all its different flavors, it is contemporary jazz, but it'll have a little Latin jazz, a little Brazilian flavor, a little world music, and some of course soulful. We always try to put some soulful R&B vocals in there, in and out of our music, and back to our jazz fusion roots where we really started. And also, we haven't been known as straight ahead jazz players. Am I right, Greg?
Right.
But we've always played straight-ahead jazz. We're school musicians. We always play straight-ahead jazz. And on this CD, there's a song which is unheard of to do today. It's 8 minutes long. and it's called BK's Jazz Joint.
BK's Jazz Joint,
yep. Yeah, yep. Right. And it was written by Greg, and we arranged it. And it has a horn section, and this time we use two trumpets, two saxophones, and a trombone player this time. Do you want to elaborate on it, Greg, since you...
Yeah, so we were trying to keep it almost as an unplugged type of song. Most of the instruments on there are acoustic instruments in the sense of piano, the horns. And we just wanted to show we love the old straight-ahead jazz of John Coltrane and that type of music. And we just tried to make our little version of that, because we love straight-ahead jazz. We play it out a lot, so we want to include a piece on there.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a little bebop. It has that bebop improvisation, but it has a little contemporary jazz feel, a little more up-to-date. But like years ago, they didn't care about how long the songs were. Today, you have to put in a format. It has to stay near the 4 minute range. But we didn't want to stop there. We wanted to keep the song just to, you know, to grow the way it was.
We're going to play that song then. We're going to play that song, most definitely.
So hold on for 8 minutes, guys.
Almost 8 minutes, but it's worth every second. It's worth, so you guys just hold on with me, and we are going to listen to BK's Jazz Joint from Airborne Jazz, the 25th anniversary CD. Here we go.
Just place yourself in a jazz joint.
Wow. You know what I love about that song? It just starts, and you hear the contemporary, and then all of a sudden, that jazz swingy thing just, you know, mm-hmm. kind of sneaks in, and then you can hear the improvisational part of it. It is an awesome song.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, we really wanted to get the bebop improvisation feel, and also at the end it got with the two solos going on with the sax and the piano at the end to give a little more avant-garde. We wanted to try to get those two jazz eras and styles there at the end, and then we cooled it down. Instead of doing a fade out, we ended it just to cool everything down like a cool jazz, like Gregory says, you're in a jazz club.
Mm-hmm.
You get that feeling that it was live.
It is a studio piece, but we really went for like a live performance as if we were performing it live.
And musicians did that. I have to say the musicians were hot on this one. They were.
Mm-hmm.
They were really swinging.
Top of it.
Oh yeah.
My God. I loved it. I mean, like you said, you know, nowadays they put you, you know, you have to have music 3 to 5 minutes or three to 4 minutes, but you don't get the whole essence, the whole feeling of it. You could really get into it, you know, get your feet sunk in.
I love it.
Tell me something, guys. After, you know, you're such wonderful artists and being in this industry for as long as you have, how do you do it? How do you make everything sound as fresh and as unique and as you do?
Well, geez.
Well,
we live and breathe it. Putting a CD together, while it is a lot of work, the positive side is it's such a creative energy that you're putting out, and it's something you just look forward to creating a new song. You get away from it for a few days or weeks, and then you come back with some new ideas and a song from where it started to by the time it got on the CD itself, as it goes through many transformations. And it's a creative process, and it's a wonderful process. It's a whole lot of hard work, but it's a good work.
Yeah, it's a hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And being jazz musicians, you always strive to be an individualist, of course. You want your own sound.
Mm-hmm.
You hope to get a trademark sound, which Airborne has achieved through the years. You'll know it's us, even though no matter what kind of music, if we're doing Latin jazz, if we're doing the bebop jazz, you'll kind of say, hey, I kind of know who that is playing there, you know? But we try to... like Gregory said, always experimenting. Every CD had a purpose. Every song was placed on the CD for a purpose. Am I right, Greg?
Yes, and even the order.
Yes, the order.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We try to make the CD a listening CD that takes you from start to finish, takes you somewhere, different places.
And that's difficult in today's world because of the downloads and stuff. It's not like years ago, the album used to be a concept. There was a concept. It was an idea that from the first song to the last song, it was a story. It told a story. And that's what we really try to say, I guess, because we're old school, and I'm saying that we're old. We're just maybe old school. But
hey,
we believe that a CD is a story. Every CD tells a story.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I will say on a personal note, I was up at the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival for the weekend, and I said, I'm going to do something that I hadn't done in quite some time. And I went onto the beach and to see the sunrise. And, of course, on my phone, whose music do I have? Yes, Airborne. And what did I sat down at 5 o'clock in the morning and listen while I saw the sunrise? Touch in the Morning Sun.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites on the CD. It's such a very up-tempo piece. I love that song.
Got the Brazilian rhythms, the Latin jazz. Very inspirational. And we tried to get that. And that's another song we mixed the vocals that gave you that heartfelt feeling. We tried to. And the little vocal parts, the accents, they really bring in a different listener, too. Am I right, Greg?
Yes. So how was it to you in listening to Touch the Morning Sun at 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
What was that
like? It was an experience between listening to the music in my ears all by myself and looking at the beautiful scenery. It was an experience that I had never had before, or maybe I never will again, so which is why it meant so much to me. It was just amazing.
Wonderful.
It was the perfect combination, and I thank you.
Nice to hear. Thank you.
Thank you.
There was another song that we did, about the song that was from our New Horizons, and it was called Sunrise, and that was the same type of feeling, very inspirational. It gave you that. The waking up to happiness, you know, it's a wonderful world out there. No matter what happens, it's still great to be alive and enjoy the pleasures that everyday life that we take granted, you know.
Yeah.
We take, a lot of times we do take a granted of what we have in this world.
The simple little things, and we don't realize.
Yeah, simple little things.
Simple things of going, of you getting up early and listening to a song and watch the sunrise is very valuable.
Yeah, just as simple as that, and it made my day. Just
it made your day.
And going to the beach, that's our kind of thing, too. As you could tell, we've our sound has been called Island Passion and Urban Emotion. That's our trademark jazz sound.
Mm-hmm.
And we love the music of the Caribbean, just to be on the beach, right, Greg?
Yeah.
It just calms you down. Sometimes we just go to the beach, just like you did, just to calm down and just to dig on the atmosphere, as they say, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Life lives simple pleasures. I mean, it's just.
Yes.
Well, tell me, you were talking about being old school. How do you feel that the music and all the aspects of it has changed within the past decades that you've been doing this? How do you feel, whether it has made it better for you, or, you know, what are your feelings towards this?
We always try to accentuate the positive. I mean, I think there's been some good strides and some bad. There's a lot of good music out there. Sometimes it doesn't always get played as much as some of the music that could be a little homogenized or mundane, but there's a lot of good stuff out there.
There really is. If you listen to any kind of music, no matter what it is, you'll get, especially as being musicians, we've learned, no matter what kind of music is, we learned from that, no matter what kind of music is. You learn about a certain groove, a certain mode. Like if you're doing world music, even rap, you'll feel the groove there. You'll get a different feel. You'll get the beat going. And every music kind of inspires you. And we didn't put a wall, never as musicians put a wall against absorbing from something else. Well, that has to do a lot where we were born and raised. We were born and raised from New Haven, and we still live there. And it's
Connecticut,
and it's a very multicultural town, and it's filled with art and music, right, Greg?
Yes.
A wonderful place to grow up in. Wonderful. There was always Latin jazz, there was blues, there was rock, there was so many different cultures, and you learned that.
Now, quick question. When you do the Cuban Latin jazz or the Afro-Cuban essence of it, do you have anyone in particular that inspire you or that you listen to that brought that out to, you know, in you?
Oh,
or
I used to listen a lot of the Afro-Cuban musicians of the 50s, 60s, 70s, Mongo Santa Maria, Issa Rae Barreto did a lot of good stuff, Tito Puente, what Dizzy Gillespie did bringing the jazz and the Latin jazz together. Latin jazz is just great, hot music. How could you not like it? It's just great.
It's hot.
It's hot.
And it got fire.
And when you mix it with the jazz, it's just a combination of, it's a marriage made in heaven, I think.
Yeah.
I love it. I always love that.
As you can tell, we do like Latin jazz and the Latin music. And one of the songs is, you know, is a Latin piece, a Latin jazz piece. And we were thinking of, Gregory was saying, well, what shall we call this? And I said, there's something that I always say live when we're playing, if we do a Latin piece, we said, we're going to do a little salsa jazz for you. And he goes, I said, why don't we just call our song a salsa jazz? Right, Greg?
Yes.
Yeah, so salsa jazz became that. But
we're going to play salsa jazz.
We're going to make it festive. We're going to have a party.
Are you going to be dancing?
I'm always dancing over here.
Good. Well, this is salsa jazz.
Definitely.
And this is salsa jazz from Airborne's new release, Silver Skies, 25th anniversary, guys. Loving it.
Thank you.
only true musician, okay, and I'm not a music expert, I just love music, but only a good musician can capture, someone that loves and knows their craft can capture the Latin salsa as you guys did here.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. We try to get the funk and the Latin. That is what
that
you're born for.
That definitely caught the Latin jazz.
Yeah.
The Afro-Cuban is definitely on that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. I'm just looking at, as we're talking, that the song, I'm looking at a review that the Smooth Jazz Daily, Hans Hulsman did on us. He says, don't forget that the Airborne Group is a live band, and songs like Funky Tuesday and Salsa Jazz are their repertoire, meaning like that's what you're going to hear. You're going to be festive, and it's going to be funky when you hear, you know, when you come out to see us live. That, you know, that was a nice remark of his. He really he kind of hit us right on the money.
Because
that's what you're going to hear when you come see an Airborne Group.
Yeah, being Cuban, I know my music, and awesome.
Oh, so you must have liked Cuban. Did we do okay with Cuban style?
Oh, you did wonderful. I'm going to play that, trust me. I was not trying to get all the Latin songs there first yet.
Oh,
you know,
we have the right person with us today, girl.
Oh, yes, we do. Now, as we had said, we didn't play it safe, and we did longer songs, but we're not total rebels. We did try to commit to the four-minute format so we could get some radio play. And the single we're pushing right now is called City Spirits. And being we're city people, of course, it's our little tribute to New York City. Mm. But that's the one that's being played currently. And that stays within the four-minute format, somewhere around there. But that's besides that, though, it's a very musical and it has a great hook, a musical and a vocal hook. We used vocals on that one.
Yes.
You have a very good recipe for your music because it comes...
Mm-hmm.
very well together, and I cannot imagine, I mean, it just comes, it seems like it comes naturally, because some people have to, I guess, not fake it, but they have to work so hard at it to make something sound unique and profound, and with you guys, it seems like, by the way you speak and everything, and the relationship you guys have, that things just flow. And you go with that flow that makes this beautiful sound, and I love you.
Thank you.
And now I'm over here sitting like a tweet. You got something. Oh, God. Now, let's see. I want to play your single that is out now, and hold on, the glasses are not cooperating. But that was
City Spirits.
Yeah.
Mhm. And I have it here.
And that track, what, Tom?
Track.
Is yes, and I have it right here. Over here. Doesn't give me my track, but here it is. City Spirits, the new release, and it's on radios now. And it is here, an up close and personal with Airborne. Yay! Here we go.
Latin jazzy.
Oh, yeah.
one of those songs that you can dance to, sit back and chill to,
mm-hmm.
and just plain enjoy. I mean, it's got
yeah.
that jazzy, soulful thing going, the vocals, the funk. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you got it all in one.
Yeah.
Get that urban vibe going.
Yes. Yes. It definitely is the sound of the city.
Sound
yes.
of the city, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that you guys do a lot for the community and education. Can you, you know, elaborate on that?
Sure. We've been part of the New England Foundation of the Arts in our own state, the Connecticut Commission of the Arts, since 1992. And doing that, we go into schools, from high schools, middle schools, even grammar schools, and community centers, and they send us in there, and we do an arts and education program called the Century of Jazz. And we do a little bit of all kinds of jazz style. We show the students and people in the community centers of what jazz is all about, because they don't really get to hear it as much. It's, let's face it, it's not, it is America's, one of the greatest, America's greatest art forms, but it's not available for them as much to really enjoy and to absorb. And it's wonderful for us to do this, because what we get out of it is it's so much joy seeing a young person really enjoy jazz. Am I right, Greg?
Oh, yeah. And we do a whole history. We start jazz from its origin. We go through decade by decade and show the growth and where it started from and where it got in the middle to ending to where we are now.
And we also put our music in there, too, because our music has that, like you see with salsa jazz or it's a song that we did from our Winds of Change. It's called Calypso Night. And it's a really island piece, and it just makes everybody so happy. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah. During the arts and education, we also open it up to discussions, and a lot of students definitely have some great interest and hunger for it. So
yes.
they always leave happy. The administration's always happy.
Mm-hmm.
We get a great response from the schools.
Yes.
And that is amazing, because music does need to be in the schools.
Yes, it does. I mean, when I went to school, there was always a music program, music teacher, and I'm finding out that there's less and less of that, which is horrible.
But what we have learned as we've been going this last year or so, that it's getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe about eight to five years ago, it was starting to be a little scary that they were pulling out music out of and art out of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
How do you take art and music out of the school out of schools for the kids to learn? That was like devastating. That would take out all the cultures, everything out of what as people would we be without music and art? I don't know.
Exactly right, and thanks to artists like you that are so dedicated, that are willing to give back and be able to do the things you do to make sure that this does not happen. And on behalf of all those children out there, I think it's awesome and very blessed thing to do. I mean, it's definitely a wonderful blessing.
Yes, it is. It shows all the different cultures, all the different insights of, and it's historic. You're learning about, American history, really. If you think about jazz, you're thinking about American history, because jazz started here from the blues. That's where it started and grew to where all the different eras, the swing era, the bebop era, smooth jazz era, contemporary jazz.
People like to call it smooth jazz, and there's a lot of artists that do not like to be referred to as smooth jazz artists.
Yes,
snooze jazz. Well, we're not snooze jazz,
though. No, you're definitely contemporary world.
Yes.
You're just music that makes people happy, and that's what this world needs.
Well, then we try.
This world is falling apart.
Well, we're hoping to put a Band-Aid on it.
Yes. That's the one thing we always say.
And come January, our second single, most likely as of now, is going to be Cuban Style, which we dedicate to you.
You know, now that you told us that, we're always going to think of that.
Yes. And, geez, maybe you could play it and you could critique it coming from a professional Cuban.
Hey, it has all the elements. It rocks, okay? And I'll make sure that once I start on my radio show that I'll be DJing, I will make sure that gets played
a lot. It starts with a folklore, though.
We start a folklore with the Afro-Cuban.
Yeah, with a definite, the beat, Greg?
The clave?
The clave. It's definitely the Cuban clave. We made sure we got, because that's different than the Puerto Rican clave.
Or the African.
Yes, it is. People don't realize that. They hear something Latin, and they automatically either assume it's Puerto Rican or Cuban. No, but there is a difference.
Well, we've been to many of the islands, and we know. So, yes, there is a difference. All the islands have their own different sound. Oh, they do.
Yeah, and we added a Afro-Cuban chant.
Yes.
And started it with a traditional folkloric sound, but then it goes into a Latin jazz part of the song. Then it actually, I had to throw it in. The middle has a little funk to
it. Yeah, we always have to.
And then it goes back to Latin, but it also comes back to folkloric, and then back to full band Latin jazz.
So our song went on a whole journey.
Yeah.
It did. It does take you through the whole journey there. And every song you go through a journey. And then I figured, why did you decide to make it Cuban style? Because I guess it was a Cuban style song.
Well, I was in Florida last October, right around this time. And I was in Miami for a bit and went to Little Havana. And the Cuban influence and the music was just so good that when I came back home after vacation, I wrote the song.
Well, here it is. Well, no further ado.
I know. We're getting everybody interested on this. They say, well, play it.
Yes.
This will be our next single.
You guys have got to hear this song. It is an amazing song. And Prejudice, Cuban Style by no one other than Airborne. My boys. Here we go. Up close and personal. Okay, what happened?
We're here.
Okay, here you go. Okay. That
Cuban Style, our next single to be coming out in January.
That is such a fun single. I mean, it is just an amazing song. And you could bring it on every time. I mean, I've had your music for a long time. I listen to you guys. I have followed you. And people will be like, what are you listening to? And I'm Airborne. They're like, Airborne who? You know, they had no idea. And you, I can't say you've grown because to me you've always been so good. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I cannot, oh, you've grown in your music. No, to me you have always been an advocate for jazz, contemporary jazz, and just world music. So I cannot say, oh, you know, that you've grown because to me, you have always been the model of excellence when it came to your music, and I am so thankful for you guys.
Thank you for having us.
That's one thing we always try.
Oh, no, we're not done yet. Let's do it.
Oh, okay.
No, I was just making that comment about your music. Now, tell me something. I know you write your own materials. Have you written for anyone else?
Different people. We met, in fact, a few gospel artists and some R&B artists too. We've recorded about 15 CDs all together, and we also help produce some Latin and some R&B and some gospel artists too. Right, Greg?
Right. We have, but I can't say we do it a lot. We do mostly our own.
Yes.
But that is, we're trying to push Airborne as best we can and as much we can.
You know the one thing I regret in all these years that I've been listening to you guys?
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to see you perform live.
Oh.
Well, hopefully you will.
Well, hopefully.
Soon.
Where are you located again?
I am in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Maryland.
Oh,
right.
We're East Coast, so we do play. Lately, we've been staying mostly East Coast from Florida to Maine. But we're itchy to travel a little bit more. We want to go more back to Europe, and we're thinking about an African tour also, too. So, that's in the works. So,
yeah, and of course, the Caribbean's always home.
Yeah,
we always love to go there.
Yes. It seemed like Airborne really was, at the earlier days we traveled so much, and much more, but we're getting itchy to perform a lot more now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you perform locally in your hometown?
Yeah, we'll do locally, yes.
Yes.
Just to play, and we'll play more little straight-head jazz, but then we get the group together and we'll do a few some concerts. It's nothing like seeing the full band with the horn section and the percussion and everything. It's just so hot and it's fire. And wonderful musicians have been with us for years.
Caliente. Because that's exactly how your music is, hot.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I noticed that as we were coming off the highway, and I'm sorry again for being late for the interview, you were playing Funky Tuesday, and Funky Tuesday was written on a Tuesday, believe it or not. I went to our other, the founding member. I said, we're going to write a song today, and I was at his house at 9 in the morning. And for a musician to be there that early is kind of uncalled for and start writing a song. But that's how Funky Tuesday became. We wanted to do an old school type jazz funk in the pocket. We call it party jazz. And I think that goes over, Funky Tuesday goes very well off on stage in live concerts because the participation between the audience and us is great. And also when we first connected, I see that we were playing Alexander's Dream. And that's something that we've never done before. A lot of people don't know us about doing world music. And I play like a new age type of style piano, which I never recorded. I always asked Gregory if me and him should do record a new age album. We were going to think. But since we've Airborne, we always concentrate on Airborne all the time. We weren't going to do like a solo project to do that. But in this, Gregory wrote Alexander's Dream, and I And we made it a New Age piece. Mm-hmm. And I played, at the end, there's that long piano, New Age type piano style. So there, we ventured out a lot. That's for things that we always wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
and that we've done for years, a little mixture of everything, some stuff that we wanted to do, and what we've done and what we always loved through the years.
Ooh, amazing. Now tell me, I was looking at your website earlier in the week, but I didn't see a tour, you know, as to where you guys are performing now recently or will be performing at.
Right, that hasn't been
locked in yet. That hasn't been updated yet too, because we've been very busy with. Of course, when you get a CD, it's been never ending. We started this CD probably last August or September, Greg, right?
Yes, of 2012.
So we're just right now, and now we're on
promotion mode.
Yeah, promotion mode. So yes.
But maybe for the spring, we hope. That's what probably our goal, because the winter is usually not a good time to do any kind of touring because you're a slave to the weather.
That's right.
So we're thinking spring of 2014 or summer of 2014.
And by then people will really, really be tuned into it and really, really ready to see you guys perform live and knock it out the park. Wow. Well, tell me, where besides the touring for the promotion and everything, what is for the next 25 years? What's in the horizons for, which was the name I think of the CD of yours? I remember pretty much all of your music. What's in the horizons for Airborne?
I would say we've done a lot of CDs, I think five in the last 8 years. We're looking for performance now. We're looking to play. We could do probably a 10-hour concert. We have that much material. So speaking for myself, I'm looking to play right now. Well, we got to finish the promotion of the CD, which is
going to
be at least another 6 months. And then I would like to do a lot more performing.
Yeah, we're doing a lot more touring.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing,
that's our objective right now. Yes.
Well, on that tone, I want to say that you guys are very, very professional. When I received all the information from Tom, it was all bam, bam, bam there. I didn't have to, you know, call back or email. Oh, I'm missing this. Or I'm missing that.
Mm-hmm.
Very professional. Very.
Well, thank
I love
you.
That.
Thank you. And so are you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. But I'm talking on a peanut here. What is it that you get since you are going to be doing performances, and I know you have done plenty of performances in the past, what do you want your audience, your fans, to leave with after they hear your lovely music?
When we do a concert, we take them on a journey. We'll start out kind of medium. We don't hit them too hard at first, usually with an island piece or something like that, get the group going, a nice feel. Then in the middle of a show, we'll get a little more musical and deep. And then the last half is kind of, all right, let's have a party and let's have some fun. We'll do some more of our Latin stuff, Festival at Sunset, One World, things that are, or Calypso Night, more of our fun, or even our fun, funk, old school stuff.
So the last
half is let's get the party going. But in the middle, there's more musical, and then, so we give you a variety.
One thing, it is a band. It's not a solo artist. We are a band. So each individual artist is in a spotlight. We give... you could tell by our music.
Yeah, we give all our players some play. It's not just a one person up there and who gets all the solos and that's it. We feature everyone.
Even the recordings,
mm-hmm.
you'll notice that the melody at one time will be played by the horn, and the next time will be played by the piano or the guitar, or an ensemble of both, the harmonies of both, or a horn section will play the melody or a different section. Yes, we tried to do that. We are it's ensemble jazz, definitely ensemble jazz. That's what people like about that, and we're not afraid to solo. So there's kind of long extended solos when the crowd is there with you. Keep it going. When the time is right, mm-hmm. you just keep it going. You keep the fire going.
And now that you say the ensemble jazz, that's what I liked about Just Chillin'.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay if I play that with you guys?
Yeah, we're going to chill with you.
Oh, love it. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I love it, love it, love it. Okay, here it is, Just Chillin' from Silver Skies, Airborne's new release for the 25th anniversary, and you guys must get this CD. Here it goes, Just Chillin' on Up Close and Personal. I mean, you don't even need wine to sit back and chill with that song. You just need to sit back and listen.
Just chilling.
I mean, I am, like I said, I've been a fan of you guys for so long. I mean, from Lifetones to the Heavy Locks, I believe it was.
Yeah.
I loved Back in the Days. I mean, that was also an awesome contribution of yours. I mean, I just love you guys. I mean.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I hate to sound like a school child, but I really, truly, honest to God, I love you. So, but now tell me, real quick, because I know you guys have to go. I did say 45 minutes to an hour, and I don't want to cross that boundary.
We're enjoying this. You're such a great host. Thank you, Annie. Thank you so much.
You're very inspirational.
Yes, very inspirational. Thank you.
I'm glad. Music is the world. It means the world to me. And when I feel the vibe and feel the soul of the musician playing the music, it's like it means the world to me. And you guys do that. So,
well, thank you.
Five things. Well, first of all, you guys are brothers. And do you guys have spats in between, you know, when you guys make, you know, a song that you can agree on something? I mean, because the relationship as you guys talk, and it's amazing, you know, you ask each other back and forth, what is your relationship when you are off the phone with Annie?
In love. No.
I can't stand them.
You know, you have to have fun, right? Yeah. One thing we've learned in music, you have to have fun. And being close, we've always had a close family. Mm-hmm. And life is too short to be angry at anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now we're from a big family. My mother had 9 brothers and sisters, so it's a huge family.
Yeah.
Wow.
We get along. We have our days.
Yeah.
You know, we're all human. We all have our days.
But nothing really that that doesn't stop in the next 5 minutes or 10 minutes because you see, when we're creating. We're in that mode. We'll keep making suggestions because, okay, so Greg writes a song, and I'll come up with another part into the song, and I'll say, you know, why don't we try this? And he does the same thing with our, and we work very well at that.
Right, and sometimes what happens, he'll say, well, why don't we change it like this? And I'll argue with him to death about it, but then the next day I'll go and I'll do it.
And he's not lying either. But it all works.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
No, but we do get along well, and it's the band gets along well. So that's what great. It's a great bunch of guys, and and we're lucky to have that.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky to have that.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Tom, I want you to tell me 5 things about Greg that nobody knows. Well, at least that I don't know. Anyway, you could tell me anything because then I wouldn't know. But 5 things about Greg that nobody knows.
Well, he's the baby of the family, so, and I'm the number one son, and I'm treated that way, and that's why he's always the babies get. He always said the babies get treated better, but he always says because I was number one, I was treated better. So, we'll argue later on that one. No, but Gregory's a great human being, a great guitarist, and it's, you know, we've been a musical family for years, so it's just second nature for us.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's life. It's our world, so.
Do you come from a musical background? Did your parents or anyone in the family? Or
grandparents. Not our parents, but their parents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our grandfather was a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And another grandfather on my mother's side worked in an opera house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And I learned our grandmother used to have a B3 organ when we were young. Remember that, Greg?
Yeah.
She used to have a B3 organ. I couldn't even reach the bass pedals. I just started playing on that organ. That's my first time to start playing organ was on a B3.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got older, I didn't start to really play until I was 15. and I had a paper route, and I bought a portable organ to play, and I started playing then, and I was in a band in 3 months of playing because I had an organ at that time. Nobody had an organ, you know, to play. So the band goes, I said, I can't play. And the band said, you have an organ. I said, yes, you're in the band. And I was playing at 15 years old at all kinds of places. So my musical career started very early in life playing out in places. And Gregory also, too, at a young age, too. Well, not really young, in our teens, early teens.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Huh.
But music, like Gregory said, was always part of the house, so always part of the house. The bands always practice at our house, too.
In
my mother's basement.
Yes, the bands, and we lived in the neighborhood, and people used to love it because, you know how, like on a summer day or even a nice day, everybody used to hang around in the outside, and they used to love just listen to the music. Everybody used to hang around our house.
Mm-hmm.
To go hear the music around the block, so it was a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to grow up. Yeah,
it certainly sounds like it. I can just envision it. Out of this project, do you guys? I mean, you guys, do you have a particular song that you go for more than the others? I mean, one that. It's not your favorite, because I'm sure that they all your favorite, and I don't like to categorize it as a favorite, but one that just took you and said, this one has to be on that CD. This is the one that, you know, that's going to make this whole CD a whole CD.
I was going to say, we both agreed on Touching the Morning Sun because it had that feel. Look what it did to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just had that feeling. Am I right, Greg?
Yeah.
It had that feeling. And really, another song called The Time Machine, a song Greg wrote, that kind of, when we were playing it out, before we even recorded it, we were playing it out, and it was just such a crowd pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
But then all the other ones were.
I guess all of us might have a favorite or something. So, who's to say?
Yes.
When people do listen to the full CD, which it's a long CD, we put a lot of music on it. It's about 60, 65 minutes. So, if someone does buy it, they're getting their money's worth.
What do you
they're
mean?
Getting
if?
A lot.
Whoa! Hold that. What do you mean if? You guys have
when
there you go. When they purchase it.
When they purchase it, they're gonna get a lot of music.
Not get it twisted, okay?
Okay,
not
I won't
if,
get it
but
twisted.
When.
No, you will get a lot of music. A good 65 minutes worth of music, and a lot of heart and soul went into every minute. So they will enjoy it.
Yes.
Well,
Please come to Airborne. What's that?
I would like to play that song that took me to heaven last week in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. May
okay,
I?
Touch the Morning Sun.
Touch the Morning Sun from Airborne's new CD release, the 25th anniversary of this awesome, awesome, awesome band, which I adore, Touch the Morning Sun.
Thank you.
I love it right now.
It made me feel blessed and thankful to be alive. Just by being there and listening to that, man.
You're right. There's nothing like a sunrise or something in the morning. And especially being on the beach and seeing it come up, it was a wonderful experience. And that's what I was thinking of when I wrote the song myself. I just, of that feeling. I tried to get a happy feeling. I think we put it across. And the ensemble jazz was in there. If you notice that every instrument had its voice. There's so many different instruments crying out that happiness.
Amen. Amen. I love it. And it gives you that, you know, that feeling, that good feeling that you carry with you all day. And I did. Yeah. And it was, like I said, an experience that I will never, and, you know, as long as I live, forget. I will never. Now, also, you guys, I mean, you received you were awarded a Merit of Honor by the World Peace Organization. Can you tell me that a little bit more?
Yeah, that happened in 2008 when our Winds of Change CD came out. And that was a time that we elected Barack Obama as our first Afro-American president. And it was a time, of the market crash and an economic disaster. And it was a crazy time. And Winds of Change came out, and it was a very inspirational CD. And the video, our video for Winds of Change was played at the Democratic Convention. And people took that from there. And they've used it for workshops and inspirational workshops in throughout the world. And before that, we were called the Musical Peacemakers because we set up a cause, a nonprofit called Musicians Peacemakers Humanitarians. And any fund money comes, you donate to the fund. And we also take a portion of our CD sales, and it goes to our nonprofit, and it goes to Food for the Poor and feed the children, because no one should suffer from hunger at all at any time in this world. That's something that we believe in, that we could help, that we should all help each other. Then we're blessed of what we have accomplished in our lives, and we try to help whoever's in need. And we were awarded that, and the journalists started calling us the Musical Peacemakers. It was started in 2007, really, and then it kept rolling in, and that's how we were been called the Peacemakers. And as soon as we got the award, and that took it from there.
Wow.
Story from that. But we still keep giving. But we always were giving back to the community from way back when, always, even in our younger time, too.
I bow to you. That is amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, I know that you guys got to go, so I will cut it off now because, like I said, I love you, and I could be sitting here. I love to talk. You know, it's that Cuban in me.
Well, we got to get together hopefully soon, and then we go out for a nice dinner, and we'll have enjoy ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that would be awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to your fans and our fans, please go to airbornejazz.com and pick up this new CD.
Yes.
Please do. This is the whole package band. I mean, they are not only performing artists and recording artists, they educated humanitarians. This is a quality of music that is rare in the business. I mean, they put it all together. You have to get this CD. You will fall in love with them just as I have for many, many years. They are true, worth our money. And like I said, like they also said, part of their CDs goes towards the foundation. So please get the CD, enjoy in good health. And to you, my loves, thank you, Tom.
Thank you,
Greg.
Thank you, Annie.
You guys rock. You hear me?
And peace to everyone out there, please.
Thank you.
And yes.
We all could make a difference if we just try.
Definitely.
Little words of wisdom. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Gracias.
Definitely.
Yes.
Well, I thank you and for giving me the honor of being on the show and talking with me. And all I have to say is I wish you the best, and I look forward to seeing you guys perform live. And the best to you guys.
All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too now.
Thank you. Guys, that was Airborne, one of my all-time favorite bands. I just love them, as of course, as you could tell. I want to thank them